Ohio company to lay off over 600 U.S. tech workers, send their jobs to H-1B outsourcing firm. By John Binder on July 17, 2022. An Ohio healthcare system is set to lay off more than 600 American white-collar professionals in information technology, IT, and revenue cycle management, sending their jobs to a Fortune 500 outsourcing firm that imports foreign H-1B visa workers. This month, Ohio health executives told 637 American tech professionals they would be laid off and have their jobs sent to Accenture, a Fortune 500 multinational corporation notorious for importing foreign H-1B visa workers to replace Americans in white-collar jobs. Of those laid off, more than 560 are based in IT and the other roughly 70 are in the company's revenue cycle management department, which takes care of billing and accounts receivable. The first round of layoffs will occur in early November, while the second round will take place at the beginning of 2023. Accenture, which has a foreign H-1B visa workforce of over 14%, has become notorious as one of the top outsourcing firms in the nation. In fiscal year 2021, for instance, Accenture sought to outsource nearly 4,000 American jobs to foreign H-1B visa workers. The scheme is part of a larger outsourcing offshoring business model where American professionals are replaced by foreign H-1B visa workers for whom they have to train, and eventually, the job is offshored to a lower-wage country like India. Accenture is one of many outsourcing firms that lobby Washington, D.C. lawmakers to massively increase legal immigration levels so as to have a steady flow of available foreign workers to boost profit margins and executive pay while cutting labor costs. Last year, for example, Accenture joined Amazon, Facebook, Intuit Incorporated, AT&T, Verizon, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, Alphabet, Deloitte, the Microsoft Corporation, IBM, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, the Intel Corporation, and others, in lobbying President Joe Biden's administration to help grow their outsourcing business model. Americans in STEM jobs, across the United States, face layoffs from outsourcing schemes. Most recently, in Jacksonville, Florida, nearly 140 American tech workers were told they would be laid off and have their jobs sent to India's premier H-1B outsourcing firm Tata Consulting Services. For years, Breitbart News has chronicled the abuses against white-collar American professionals as a result of the H-1B visa program. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. Nearly all H-1B visa reforms imposed by former President Trump have been reversed by President Joe Biden. Last year, for example, Biden allowed corporations that had been denied foreign H-1B visa workers by the Trump administration to reapply. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.